Hello, sir.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Fantastic. This is Phil from Marsh Top Fiber. So just giving making sure we can get you a call back. Okay.
Much
Sorry.
better. Much better.
Sorry about that. I don't know what was going on. I made sure just before I gave you a call back, I did
See?
restart my voice
It's a
services.
hundred. It's 100% better. It's 100% better now.
Fantastic. I don't know what was going on. None of my stuff changed, but apparently that worked.
Okay.
So as I was asking you, do you know how you get your utilities? Are they through the air or underground? Sorry about that.
What do you mean, like
Are they
my
on a pole?
electric?
Yeah, like your electricity.
Yeah,
Is it on a pole when it
it's on
comes
a
to your house?
pole.
Okay. Fantastic. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
No. Fantastic. All right, just so I have it spelled correctly for my records, how do you spell your first name?
TIMOTHY.
And Timothy, how do you spell your last name?
HARRIS.
And what's a good email address for you?
I'd be timothy.harris.0506@gmail.com.
Just to say it back to you, I have Timothy Harris, timothy.harris.0506@gmail. All right, and the 845-389-1718, that's a good callback
Yes,
number for
yep.
you. Fantastic. Now we have a couple of options of how we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, and text. Which one would you prefer?
Email or text would be fine. Either or, it doesn't matter.
All right, so I do have a couple of our little disclosures for communications here at Arch Top Fiber. We can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we're only going to use this for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time and through your portal and receive communication via phone or email call. Sorry, email or phone calls. Message and data rates may apply. Is that all okay?
Sure.
Fantastic. So we're looking at a 500 megabyte home fiber connection, no extenders, no home phone services. You live at 104 Overbosch Street in Socrates. You quote unquote own your own home. It's a family property, so we'll say it's an owned property, and you get your power through the air. Now, as part of the process, we do need to run a small credit check. And essentially, what it's doing was just verifying a few bits of information. You are who you say you are, and see if a minimum deposit is required. You can choose to opt out by doing so. Okay, so let me get in here and make sure if it goes to the right area for me. Give me one second. All right, let me pull a couple of bits of information from this real quick, and I will be asking for the rest of that information, so give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, Tim, whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social.
124-66-8870.
Thank you very much for that, Tim. Give me one moment while this process is through. Just have to make sure all my information's in there correctly before I go through with it. All right, you're a fantastic match. That means you're not going to owe us a dime until your service is installed.
Okay, so it says free install.
Yes. So what we do is, at the time of your initial connection, we do post a charge for your first month of service. So that way,
Okay.
it's all fine and dandy and all right there. And then what'll happen is the day of your installation is when you'll start receiving your invoices, and your payments will be due 15 days later. So if you
Okay.
do, and if you do sign up for those automatic payments, what'll happen is you don't have to worry about your bill. You'll still receive an invoice pretty much saying, hey, here's how much you're owing us, but don't worry about the bill. It's automatically going to come out. Speaking of which,
Okay.
would you like to enroll in our auto pay and paperless billing?
Well, it says I have to, though, right?
Did you get the price? Yes.
Yeah, sure.
All right. And do you want to do that? So we have two options. We have our ACH payments or a credit or debit card. Which one would you prefer? The biggest bonus, the biggest discount is going to be the ACH.
I don't, you went too fast for me. You said
Oh.
ACH or debit. Is it two different things?
So we have two different ways you can automatically pay your bill. So we have the ACH, which is that direct debit from your bank account, or we can use a credit or debit card. By utilizing a credit or debit card, the discount is about $5 less.
Okay. Well, so what do you need? My checking account and routing
Yep,
number and all that?
routing and checking
Okay.
and account number.
Yep. Hang on one second.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead. Just go ahead whenever you're ready, Tim.
All right, you ready for the account number?
Sure, what's the account number?
200-1574-5201.
And what's the routing number?
2219-76243.
And that should be with a Mid-Hudson Valley Credit Union.
You are correct, sir.
And name on the account is Timothy Harris.
Yes, sir.
This is a checking or savings.
That's my checking.
All right. And do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make direct debit payments from this account?
Yeah, do you know what day of the month that'll be?
So what that'll be is the day you choose to do your initial installation is the day you will be charged for your first bill. After that date will become what's known as your invoice date. So you'll be charged 15 days after that, roughly about 2 weeks. So it depends on pretty much when do you want to set up service is when you'll get your first initial bill, and every other payment after that will be 15 days the following month after. So
Okay. What do you have available next week?
oh well, I'm almost there. I have a couple more questions, a couple more statements and questions for you. So for this, would you like to make this account your primary payment method?
Yes.
Fantastic. Let me save that and I will just going to generate a token for me. So just give it a moment because our system does not like be like, oh yeah, we got to pull this information and get everything. So it always takes forever. There we go. All right. So as I said, a couple more statements and questions for you as the statements are our disclosures. Sorry about that. That our disclosures, so pretty much our legal clarification. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber networks at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop will be laid on the ground and will help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider, which you stated you have Spectrum, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your service is installed before you call and cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment and its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You all can also access your billing statement. It says you can pay your bill online. Don't worry about that. You're signed up for automatic payments, so you don't have to worry about that part. By setting up your online account, you're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Sure.
Fantastic. You said you got a little mailer in the in the
Yeah,
mail.
I
So
got Yep.
all right. So is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, wells? If you're
I don't
not a,
know where
if
he's going to be running it. I mean, we have city. We have everything that's city. That's right. Yeah. No,
Okay.
I don't think there's anything other than the gas line.
And those are usually buried about anywhere from like 1.5 to 2 feet deep at the minimum. That's a safety protocol, so you don't have to worry about that. If we have to bury anything, we only go about 6 to 12 inches deep. So
Okay.
All right. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns about our call today before we get on to getting you scheduled?
So you said I can cancel at any time.
Correct.
When I have to return the equipment, do I have to mail that stuff in, or is there a place I can physically just come and drop it off if that so happens?
So we do have an office in Kingston, where our office is located at 300 Enterprise Drive in Kingston. So not too far down the road from, you know, the Saugerties.
I know what you're saying.
But as stated in our, you know, disclosures, that our legal information that we gave you, at the when you do decide that you want to cancel service with us, we'll send you a return kit, so you can actually just put everything in the mail.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
Good enough.
Alrighty, so let's get this scheduled out. So the earliest we will be able to do in any kind of installation will be next Monday, which is the 30th, but we can go anytime after that for and whatever day is good for you.
Yeah, that sounds fine. Monday the 30th.
I'm looking right now. It's actually saying we actually don't have any times available that day. It looks like we're all booked up on the 30th. So it looks like the earliest we will be able. Oh, wow. Apparently, it's telling me there's no times available. Give me one moment. I think okay. I might have to look into this real quick, because I'm seeing an issue going on that I'm going to have to bring up to our techs, our site techs. So give me one second. I'm pretty sure there was stuff available next Monday.
All right, you want to give me a call back?
So what I can do for you is I can take your information down, and I can manually schedule you out for installation. I know it's weird that it's not giving me a time or date. So looks like we have a 8 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. available on Monday the 30th. What time works best for you?
What was the last one?
A 3 p.m.
Let's go for the 3 p.m.
Okay.
I'm going to try to be there, but if I can't be there, I'll have someone else there.
All right, no worries. Just needs to be an adult over the age of 18 that needs to be there for the installation, so that's all that's required.
Yep.
All righty. Well, I will get this scheduled out. Let me. That is so weird that it's not giving me any times. Like it's. So, I will double check. Just give me one moment. Let me see if I can. If you've popped up into our. I'm just double checking information. So yeah, it takes a little bit for our system to get you in. So I will definitely
you
get you
scheduled.
And that's not us. It seems like this is it. This isn't on us. This looks like it's a web hosting issue. So this is actually the website we're using.
I'm just busting balls.
So I will definitely make sure that we get you scheduled in there, Tim, so that you don't have to worry about any of that one. But other than that, is there anything else I can help you with today?
I think it's all covered. And then after I get set up, I can return Spectrum stuff.
That's correct. Alrighty.
All right.
Well, if there's nothing else, well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, Tim. Thank you for joining the family. We are happy to have you. And I will definitely give you, if I need to, I'll send you a text message through your account information.
Right.
Just to let you know that I got you scheduled and everything.
Okay, and there is I didn't ask, but a router and everything, so I can have Wi-Fi, right?
Yep, so we provide a modem and router to you.
Okay, perfect. That's all I need to know, boss.
All righty. Well, have a wonderful rest of your day, Tim. Thanks for calling us.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.